Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Batting second. The center fielder, Tommy McGraw. Batting third. The left fielder, Alex Johnson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ray Fosse. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Roy Foster. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Eddie Leon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gaylord Perry. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gaylord Perry. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting third. The right fielder, Terry Crowley. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Don Baylor. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Echeverrin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave McNally. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dave McNally. And now, play ball. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw is called out on strikes. Two outs. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a fly ball into right field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich strikes out. Two outs. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss fields the ball and throws to Perry covering. Safe. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Fosse for a passed ball. Crowley moves to second. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a pop-up towards the mound. Perry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Nettles moves to second. One out. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nettles scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon hits a fly ball into right field. Crowley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry hits a fly ball into right field. Crowley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 1 in the game. Duffy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Baylor. McCraw reaches second base with a double. Duffy moves to third. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson is walked intentionally. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Nettles hits a pop-up towards short. Bellinger fields the ball and throws to third. Robinson drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Robinson. Duffy tags and scores. McCraw tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-0, Indians. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0 for 1 in the game. Fosse is walked intentionally. Johnson moves to second. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 1 in the game. Foster hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin hits a fly ball into right field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally strikes out. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Chambliss hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0 for 1 in the game. Leon hits a line drive towards first. Powell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0 for 1 in the game. Perry is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0 for 1 in the game. Grich strikes out. One out. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Crowley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Foster. Crowley reaches second base with a double. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Duffy hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. McCraw hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Andy Echeverry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverry is 0 for 1 in the game. Echeverry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Nettles hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fossey is called out on strikes. Two outs. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 2 in the game. Foster is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dell Unser now playing right field. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0 for 1 in the game. McNally hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Bellinger takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0 for 2 in the game. Grich hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bellinger moves to second. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Crowley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bellinger moves to third. Grich moves to second. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Baylor hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Baylor reaches second base with a double. Bellinger scores. Grich scores. It's Indians, 2, Orioles, 2. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 2 in the game. Blair strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 2. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Chambliss hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally fires to first and picks off Chambliss. One out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0-for-2 in the game. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Leon for the out. Two outs. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0-for-2 in the game. Perry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Duffy is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 0-for-2 in the game. Echeverrin takes first base on ball 4. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0-for-2 in the game. McNally hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. McCraw strikes out. One out. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Nettles takes first base on ball 4. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fossey takes first base on ball 4. Nettles moves to second. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bellinger takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gritch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Crowley hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Orioles. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles juggles the ball. That's an error on Nettles. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 3 in the game. Blair strikes out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Merv Rettenmund now playing right field. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Chambliss strikes out. One out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0 for 3 in the game. Leon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gritch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Moses pinch hits for Gaylord Perry. Jerry Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.